Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of Our Lady, Mother and Queen. And from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, What's in a Title?
So, what's in a title? Today, just a week after the Feast of Mary's Assumption, when we honoured and celebrated her body and soul being taken into heaven, the Church gives us this Feast of Mary as our Mother and Queen. So let's listen to the prayer for this feast. Mary arriving in heaven, reminding us that this is our home too. O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and queen, graciously grant that, sustained by her intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children. It is said we can know who we are by the titles we use in our relationships, and I believe this to be true. Think about it. What title do you give to your best friend? The person you most admire? God? Mary? Your own parents? When I ponder Mary, I think of her as the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, and now my mother. Art and sculpture have obviously influenced me from a young age. In my home and at school, we would so often see Mary and Jesus together. Now as an adult, I like to think my preferred title for Mary comes from my relationship with her. She is my mother and sometimes my sister. The title Queen is not so obvious, except that feasts of Mary echo the feasts of Jesus given by the Church. Hence, as we have a feast of Christ the King, it follows we would have the Queenship of Mary. And yet above all feasts that we celebrate is the resurrection of Jesus, the pivotal moment in his life, and the Assumption of Mary as the climax of her life on earth. It is interesting that the first reading for today's feast is taken from the book of Ruth, chapter 1. This book is unique in the Bible in that the main characters are women, and the story is about the relationship between two women, Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi. After the death of Naomi's two sons, and with her husband already dead, she tells Ruth to return to her sister-in-law. But Ruth will not leave her mother-in-law, Naomi, and pledges her commitment to Naomi in these words: Wherever you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Ruth's personal relationship with her mother-in-law Naomi is more important than her own fate. Without husbands, these two women have no status or property. In the face of the social structure and customs of their time, Ruth would be condemned to poverty as a foreign woman in a strange land. Yet she makes her vow to Naomi because of the relationship they have with each other. Beautiful. So what about Mary as Mother of Jesus, Mother of God? Jesus seems to use the title woman, mother, for his relationship with this greatest woman in his life. In the Gospel of John, Mary is twice referred to by Jesus as mother. At Cana, Jesus transforms water into wine at his mother's implied request. The conversation between Jesus and his mother is as important as the sign itself. At Cana and at Calvary, Jesus addresses Mary as woman, portraying her as a disciple, the mother of those who follow her. On Calvary, Mary is given to the beloved disciple as his mother, and by implication, as our mother too. And yes, at the Annunciation, Mary was called to be the mother of Jesus. And at his death, Jesus calls her to be mother for his beloved disciple John and mother of us all. So this feast today of Mary as mother and queen brings to completion the relationship between Jesus and his mother, now queen of heaven and earth. And it affirms Mary's relationship with us. So whether we value our role as mother, mother-in-law, grandmother or godmother, each title speaks of relationship. Let us pray that we too may look to Mary as our mother, who is always there for us in times of joy and sorrow. Let us pray especially for mothers, grandmothers, and those who struggle to live the life of motherhood with dignity and peace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.